This is episode 4 of Bread Time with your host Charlie Dietz and...
No, you're supposed to say your own name.
Gabriel Valdivia and...
Gabriel Valdivia. No, I'm just kidding. Charlie Dietz.
Strap on. Oh, wait, it says strap in.
Holy shit.
Strap in, this is going to be a good one. This is the 4th episode of Bread Time, like I mentioned before. And today we're going to be talking about Bread Time itself. Like, what is this and how can we make this relatable to other people? So this is a side project that we have. It takes very little effort, but it's a side project nonetheless. So I wanted to kind of like talk about side projects and whether you should have side projects or not, and what should you consider, what are too many side projects, and so on.
Yeah, I think like to start, you said this takes very little effort, and I think like relatively speaking, we're doing it in the easiest way possible. We're recording these things on your phone using bumpers fairly effortlessly, but I would say at this point it's like not effortless anymore. We've taken it to the next level. Like, we set up like a website and like a Twitter account. We've got serious about it, right? Like, we're putting more effort into it than just like something that is super casual.
There's this school of thought that any time that you spend not doing your profession or whatever your passion is, it's time that you could have spent for that, right? So like, if you're a carpenter, every time you spend not working on carpentry, you could have been a better carpenter. So side projects are theoretically threatening that time. Like, there are times where, you know, we do design, so some of our side projects have nothing to do with design, or they have to do with an area of design that is unrelated to our job. So why spend time there? We could have been just becoming better and better designer.
The reason why I like side projects so much, even if they're not directly related, is because it's not about even the ownership. It's like kind of like steering the boat, right? Like, I think my ideal situation someday is having some sort of like company or something on my own that I like could guide to success. Unfortunately, like, that seems really risky and really crazy, and I don't think I'd be good at it always. So doing little side projects reinforce values for me that like are about like ownership or like really guiding a project. Like,
are side projects about ownership because you don't get ownership in your day-to-day job? Is that why? Or are they supposed to reinforce kind of a master plan where like everything adds up to something?
Yeah, I think it's just the direct correlation of the ownership. So like, for example, if we do this podcast, it is terrible and people tell us it's terrible. There's not a lot of other variables, right? Like, we screwed it up and we can take actions to correct it, or we can like decide not to do it or something like that. It's very simple to me. Like, I think it is like when working with more people, you lose sense of ownership in that way because you're like, well, these other elements could have been affecting it. And I love that like one-to-one correlation, or like one-to-two in this case. Or
right, right. I think it, for me at least, it is a bit of that yin-yang where work is very complex. There's many moving parts. There's many people. There's many agendas involved. And so we seek simplicity in the side projects. But I wonder if we were like, let's say, freelancers, if we wanted a side project that was like about collaboration with like hundreds of people, mm-hmm. and like really like feel that other side of the spectrum.
I don't think so. I've worked at really small companies before and felt just as much desire to like have side projects, because yeah, it's just there's something like, it's not artistic necessarily, but there's this creative element when you are just really pushing something yourself that you feel like that is fulfilling, and it's the most challenging thing.
You've been doing Moon for 4 years. What has motivated you to stick around for that long? Because many people start side projects and drop them after a few months.
Moon kept me going, and I say kind of like past tense now, like it has pretty much kept me going because I wanted to learn iOS, and Moon was like my example app of like how to learn it, but I kept getting better at writing Objective-C, and Apple kept introducing new APIs, and then I was like, how could I work those into there? So it's just become this like test ground for me to like learn the new things that are happening in iOS.
That's cool. I've used my website that way. Before landing on Facebook, I used to switch jobs like every 6 months. And every time I switched a job, I redesigned my website. So every 6 months, I was like, okay, what's new? Like CSS animations, let's figure out how to do that. Responsive design, let's figure out like, you know, all these things. And having that like kind of home base to test all new technologies, I think it's like...
Yeah, the web constantly challenges me. Like with like some of the sites we've done, like Talk Turkey or something like that. It was like, we started with WordPress and we're like, how can we make this thing actually do what we want it to do? And you learn from those experiences. You're not sure how to do it and you have to figure it out. And that's like the most frustrating part, but probably the biggest rewarding thing, because afterward is like, haha, I know how to do the thing now. And if that ever comes up again, like, I'll be able to just crush it. And that feels good. Like, it's like building collateral for your knowledge or something.
Yeah. So for me, side projects are about being balanced, right? Like, one of my fears is to pick a field and then just become like super knowledgeable and about that field, but just know nothing outside that field. Like, it could be whatever. It could be, again, carpentry, and you're like the best carpenter, but you don't know anything else about like life in general. So side projects for me are a way to explore those things that I don't get to explore on a day-to-day basis.
Like, oh, here's a side project. You had worked on an app called Peak.
Yep.
What'd you learn from that? I mean, you wrote about that experience. Like, what did that was like a straight up design experience. So tell me like what you learned from that.
Peak was for me an excuse to design something and try all the things that I didn't get, that I couldn't try when designing for a billion people. Like, I wanted to design something for like 20 people and come up with interactions and patterns that only 20 people needed to understand. And that's a very different challenge than a billion people. The reason I started Peak way back when was to learn Sketch. Sketch 2 had just came out, and same, I wanted to just learn that tool and came up with an excuse because it was a new tool and I didn't know how to use it. My goal was how can I make the UI as simple and as invisible as possible. When learning a new tool, I was like, okay, how can I get rid of a smash UI so I don't have to design as much and explore that part of the product? And then years later, I revisited it to follow on that logic. And that's something that you can do if you have any aspirations of like making something usable. So it was an awesome experience to learn that and collaborate with people. Like, I worked with this engineer, his name is Kyle Ryan, and we worked across continents. So that was interesting, like how to collaborate on our own when it comes to that. Yeah, that was fun.
I'm a designer, but when we work together, I end up being a little more of like the engineer and you become the designer a lot of the time. And what's interesting about that dynamic is it gives me this like empathy role for like real, like when I'm dealing with engineers now, sometimes I think about like things that you did to me to get me to do something sometimes, yeah. Right? Because like I'll be like, I can't do it or whatever. And you're like, why don't you try it a little harder? So, and I'm like, oh, fine. And, but like, I would never think that technique would necessarily work, because like my instinct is to say to someone like, oh, you think it's too hard? Yeah, you should probably do it or something. Like, yeah, give up right away. But there's all sorts of like ways that you can pull on someone to like get them to perform their best. And then it's like, well, yeah, like when I actually do accomplish the thing that made me really upset that I couldn't do about, right? Then I'm like, haha, I did it. And I like kind of like get really happy, because it's like, wow, like it's pushed me to do things that I didn't think I could do. And yeah, that's like something I've learned from working with you, as opposed to like a lot of times I'll like try to just do like a side project by myself. And the things I only really learn from that is like things that I'm doing, but it doesn't make me grow nearly as much as like the interaction I have.
Yeah, yeah. Like, also about like playing different roles, like coming from smaller companies like you and I, working at startups, you wear many hats. Like, you, like, there's no icon designers or there's no copywriters or anything like that. So oftentimes you end up doing all those things. And since joining a larger company, you end up like kind of delegating that to way more qualified people than you. But in a side project, there's nobody that like can design the like intro, like the description for whatever the side project it is. So like, yeah, crafting those words is super interesting, or like working on those details that you don't get to work on your day job. I think it's fun.
Yeah, like setting up the RSS feed for this thing. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, guess I'll figure it out now. And it's like, that was like, normally, yeah, someone who knows what they would do would like fix something like that. But it's cool. Yeah.
I generally don't really like step into completely unknown grounds with side projects. Like that kind of stuff, like I have no idea how to make a Sketch plugin. And the idea of like going to a forum and find out, that sounds like more stressful.
It's kind of dangerous, right? Because like the less likely you are to know what you're getting into, or the less likely you are to know what you're getting into, the more likely you are to fail a lot of the time. Like, I've actually gone to build Sketch plugins before because like I can write some code. And I was like, I can do this. And I got into there and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I like bailed on it because it was like I was in way over my head.
Yeah, but I feel like you have to have like you have to know a little bit, like 20%. You're like I can nail 20%. There's 80% where like you don't know whether you get or not, because or something like there's got to be some sort of a ratio there that makes sense, which is not like 0 to 100.
Yeah, it's just like testing the waters. Actually, it's like if I accept that like some of the stuff I do is gonna fail or whatever, like I have no trouble really abandoning the side projects because I know the ones that like I can complete and that I think I'm the most motivated to complete, I will. So yeah, it's like it's kind of weird. Like maybe it feels bad sometimes to abandon them, but I don't really view it that way. I'm like, I just I don't know how to do that, and I could probably put the effort into it, but it doesn't seem like it's the right time, so I just move on.
How do you know that a project is worth abandoning?
Like I'm a man of passion. like if I feel real passionate about it, why not? Like I'm not super logical with the side projects. I don't think like I think like some we've had an idea for a couple apps and stuff that we're like, oh, we should really build those, and they're real hard and we haven't been able to do it. So those particular ones, like, yeah, I mean, like I feel like we could do those, but it would require so much effort. And I actually enjoy like the smaller side projects that require less commitment.
So then the question is how to sustain passion for a long time. And I think the way you do that is by having a lot of really small wins. Like over the weekend, we made a Twitter account. Yeah.
Right. Like this is a cool project because like we started with like the bare minimum. Like we'll use this very simple app to like record these things casually when we eat bread together, right? No big deal. But it's like, oh yeah, but by the way, like 5 more minutes and I can create like a Gmail account. And then all of a sudden it becomes a little more serious. And you keep doing that, and before you know, like, it adds up. We won't even know when we start to fail at this, right? Like, maybe we just won't record for a couple weeks or whatever, and it'll just kind of go away, and yeah, it'll never have been a big deal. I mean, like, here's a good question then, right? Like, bread time becomes, like, something that a lot of people listen to, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you should make bread time your career now because so many people are interested in it. Like, what do you do in that situation? Like, what if a side project gets too serious?
Yeah. So one way you can think about it is as a identity thing, right? Like, do you want to be a podcaster or do you want to be a designer? Which it's not, I don't think it's very like recommendable to do that. Like, I think the best way to think about it is what do you want to spend your time on? So instead of thinking of yourself as a podcaster, think of yourself as somebody that records podcasts. Yeah. Because I think podcaster or designer or carpenter, they have like kind of like lifestyle connotations of like you're supposed to behave a certain way. And I think that starts affecting kind of how you make decisions.
Yeah. And maybe that's like one of the main things that I really love about side projects so much is I feel like I consistently break apart who I am a little bit, right? And like that is why I like to make music too, because it's like, well, is he a musician or is he a designer or is he like, I don't know. It's like I really don't want to be any of those things. I just want to like continue to make stuff. Like the thing that I want is to make stuff. If that's what defined me and not like these other titles, I would be way happier.
Yeah. Even when I made music, I had a really hard time making music that stuck to a genre. Mm-hmm. I was always jumping around between, you know, many different genres. And that's bad, especially for a band. It's pretty bad because they don't know what they're going to listen to. And I feel a little bit like that, too, from a career standpoint. Like, I don't want to be the guy that makes apps. Yeah. I don't want to be the guy that makes, you know, e-commerce sites or whatever. Like, I want to have a spectrum of points that people can like grab onto.
And this is a hard path actually, because like earlier in my career, it was a great detriment to me that I wanted to do all this different stuff. Like I wasn't, first off, like my skill level in a lot of things was like lower because I spread myself too thin. Like I was like, I could do a little bit of web and I could do like a little bit of retouching and I could do a little bit of photography and stuff like that, but I didn't dedicate myself to anything like early on at all. Like there was certain jobs I had that actually it became a good thing because they were like, well, maybe Charlie can do it. And then I'd be like, yes, I want to try to do it. Like that was like it just took a really long time for me to get like good enough at certain things to say that I could actually do those things. As opposed to like, if you did just have a really precise path that you wanted to follow and put all of your time into it, I think like it's a little quicker to get to those moments where you're like, now I'm the carpenter, right?
Yeah, that's the identity point. That's like, I'm a carpenter, therefore I wear like flannel and I have a mustache or whatever. Like, I think that just starts eating up on your actual identity, mm-hmm. right? Like what you actually are about, which is not necessarily what you do in that kind of realm. You can do something and be something else.
Yeah, even as a designer, I don't really want to be a designer. Like, there's this constant instinct inside of me. Like, when I think about, like, oh, that would be a designerly thing to say, I try to not say it. It just seems like, and as with anything, as soon as you, like, fit some sort of mold, you might be less vibrant and you might have less to contribute is the way I view it, which is like, maybe that's totally off, but that's the way I come at it. I'd rather be like exploring something new poorly than like just doing something that I could do really well over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, for me, it's about being predictable. And that to me is like a red flag. Like, I want to do everything I can to not be predictable.
That is true. You really want that.
like cultivating that surprise to me is so important. Not knowing what someone's going to say or do next. I think that is what I appreciate the most. If you're like just going through the motions and you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that and whatever, like in whatever scale, I don't know, to me that's like hell or like failure.
Okay, so the point is probably do side projects unless they are like detrimental to your life. I mean, like, side projects are a useful thing. I mean, we both really love them. I think like most people I talk to, they seem to be really interested in doing side projects. The biggest thing that they have is that they can't find the time to do them. And that's like a real concern. And only advice I have for that is like, let your like emotional motivations like make more time for you, right? Like I neglect my laundry sometimes because I want to finish a website or whatever. Like these things, it's just trade-offs. But there is always time to do it, and you're never too lazy or anything like that. You just gotta do it, and you'll know the right stuff to do because you'll really want to do it. But you'll get addicted to that, I think.
Yeah. Cool. All right. We'll see you guys on the next time of bread.